Around 2,000 years before Mary sang, the God about whom she sang had made great promises to a man named Abraham. Back in the first book of the Bible, in Genesis chapter 12, he called Abraham out from his people and from his country and his household, telling him to go to a place that he would show him. And here is the promise of God to Abraham. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. Genesis 12, 2 and 3. All the way through the Old Testament, God says again and again to Abraham's descendants, who came to be called Israel and known as Jews, I am mindful of you, I am remembering you, and I will fulfill the promise that I have made. He sent prophets, his spokespeople, to reaffirm the promises. So for instance, Isaiah said 6 centuries before Mary was born in Israel, For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness, from that time on and forever. Isaiah 9, 6 and 7. And the bright people of the time would have sat around and said, Well, this must be all part and parcel of the fulfilling of God's promise to Abraham. A son will be given, who will fulfill all God's promises, because God is still mindful of us.